Tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Gentlemen, it is Friday, June 12th, 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones. Very, very thankful for you joining us today. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's, whether you're listening on AM and FM stations, watching on cable stations across the country, or on X at Real Alex Jones, at AJN Live on X, and of course, the places like Rumble, rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. That is the new quarters for the broadcast, the new site with all the video and audio feeds, the articles, the videos, the special reports, alexjoneslive.com. That is the next phase in the info war. All right. I almost don't even want to cover the Iran news because for 106 days, it's the same cycle every day where we have a deal, it's done, they've agreed, the Iranians go, no, we didn't. And then Israel launches more attacks and they launch more attacks. And it just makes Trump look like a complete fool. And he's done all of the same stuff again. And I don't want to just sit here and bash Trump. But I have a responsibility to cover what is happening. And when he does inconsistent things that are just blatantly inconsistent and the opposite of leadership, I'm asking, how did he change? Because he's changed. And then I knew the inside baseball on this, but because it was sources that I couldn't give the sources, I've mentioned it, but I didn't go there. And also, it just seems gratuitous early on to just bash Trump. So I didn't really hold back. I've mentioned this some. People got really pissed off at me a year ago and you know, ongoing since they kicked Elon out. But Tucker's spilling his guts now. And by the way, everything he's saying is true. Trump's never denied any of it about their conversations. Trump would constantly call him every day. I'd been at Tucker's house, both his houses, just leaving last year. And he'd have to go talk to Trump for 45 minutes and said, oh, you know, off record. You know, just good. Now he's talked about all this, so I can talk about it. He just won't get off. It's just, you know, I got Netanyahu threatening me, and I'm just trying to stop a war. And, you know, I care about Israel, too. And, you know, it's Trump killing all the investigations. And then you got Bongino and all them falling on his sword. Hold on, Bongino's talking. And then he goes into his office for 45 minutes. He goes, oh, my God. So, I mean, I'm there when Trump and Bongino and Netanyahu are calling at his house in Maine and in Florida. And he's just literally like, ooh. So back then, he had massive influence. And Trump had him running around as like an unofficial envoy doing secret diplomacy, which is totally legal if the president wants you to do it. And so Tucker told me back at the time, you know, he's just like off record. He's like, you know, it's Trump killing all of it. And I'd already said that. I could already look at it from the outside and see it and then watch him at press conferences and things. But this is the latest thing, and it's a big story because it goes to everything we're dealing with. Bongino called up all panicked last year and said, Trump's ordering us to shut down any investigation into Butler. And to say that there was no social media of crooks. Well, then Tucker magically got sent all of it and published it. They did not. It was, you know, real. And it was him as this big leftist and the rest of it. Why did Trump order that kill? And now Tucker's gone public with Mariana DeFall and talked about it. We got the clip coming up. I mean, this is a big deal. That goes into everything. What the hell is going on with Trump? Killing an investigation in his own attempted assassin. That adds a lot of weight to it. Michael Yon says.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on alexjoneslive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Here's what we got for you on this mega-packed, important, heavy news day on this Friday, June 12th, 2026. One of the most censored comics in the world, great talk show host, good friend, Anthony Cumia, is going to be joining us to cover the waterfront. What was it, 10 years ago, he got kicked off the number one syndicated program on Sirius XM. It's on stations across the country, the Opie and Anthony Show, because he said it's 20-1 black-on-white crime. It's open season on white people. The left is promoting this, and we need to decry this, and he got fired. And then everywhere else he tried to go, they fired him. So he was patient zero on that, just like I was patient zero with the next big phase of censorship. So he's going to be joining us. We'll have open phones after that for several hours and intersperse all the news as it breaks and unfolds. Now, the Iran situation just continues 105, 106 days into this. Israel started 106 days ago. We've been in 105 days. And Trump knows it's killing his recovery. He is trying to get it off-ramp. But every time he tries that, Netanyahu just strikes again, and there's all those issues on the table. But Iran gave Axios what they'd agreed to. Trump had put out what he said they agreed to, and this has got to be the 40-something time. In fact, even the corporate media is now counting up the numbers. Notice it's accurate what I told you weeks ago. It's the 35th time, the 36th time, the 37th, the 40th time, the 42nd time. It's up close to 45 times he said the war is over and that we've won and all the rest of it. He did it again 2 days ago. He did it again today. And within an hour, the Iranians said, here's actually what we've agreed to. They gave it to Axios because they know that's where all the communications go on. That's the CIA, basically. That's where Trump's leaking everything. And it's just insane. And again, this is not 3D chess. This is floundering. This is Trump, I guess, having wishful thinking. And the Iranians have most of the cards. And they know that because they can keep the strait closed. And if they don't get the stuff they want, they're not going to open it. And Israel and the U.S. are the ones that attacked them. I'm not fans of them. I said 106 days ago when this started, I said, if I'm wrong, we'll get Dom Pignon. You know, I only do that like when Trump won the last two times. I'm not even a big champagne fan, but you'll get a $100 bottle of champagne, get three or four of them, the crew, we drink them on air. I've done that like twice in our history. And I said, if the mullahs fall and Trump's right and it falls in 4 days, I will say I was wrong and I will drink champagne on air. Well, you notice I was right. But I'm going to shelve this for now, okay, because I'm only going to spend like 10 minutes on this because it's the same story again. But the new story is every time Trump does this, he undermines his credibility and he undermines the peace process. So I would advise the president, until you really get a deal, stop saying you've got a deal. I've never seen such crying wolf here. And I say this constructively because I want to end this war, and I believe Trump wants to. You know, he said for about a year, oh, we're on the cusp of a Ukraine deal. And then finally he said, okay, I guess it'll never happen. We'll just sell weapons to Europe and that's it. And kind of gave up. And I'm not saying he should do that either. But at a certain point, Trump's got to stop doing that. So I'm gonna shelve this. Trump has made more public statements, so has J.D. Vance, that Netanyahu's out of control. You can say that's Republican assumption. Regardless, it's an off-ramp and does blame the original culprit of, while we're in this, Netanyahu. That doesn't take away any of the blame for President Trump as well, but you do have to point out who is manipulating through their lobby and who's struck first to drag us into it, who is more to blame. I don't think anybody can disagree. That is Benjamin Netanyahu. Then I've got the latest on the Islamic invasion, the uprisings in Belfast and other areas of the UK. We've got a lot of really interesting studies out that I've already pointed this out. You don't need me to point it out. The development of radio and then TV basically was the biggest linchpin of the family being pulled out. And of oral traditions and basic knowledge and people having hobbies, woodwork, painting, art, literature, music, culture, it turned us into spectators. But now there are studies out on the smartphone reducing the birth rate in the West by half. Since smartphones came in 16 years ago, we have seen a replacement rate in every industrialized country that has ubiquitous adoption of smartphones cut in half. So see, not everything's just fluoride in the water reducing fertility and poison shots reducing fertility and GMO reducing fertility. That's all part of it. But just taking everybody's attention and sucking you in, it's. I mean, you've seen this. You go to a restaurant, everybody's on their smartphones, or most people. All the kids have iPads or tablets. No one's communicating, and it's basically ending human communication. This is a big deal. And more, I'll just take off 4 or 5 days and just clean the house, clean the garage, literally turn my phone off except like 30 minutes a day, which you've not seen me do in decades, not be active. Places like X, people are like, where's Alex? You know, his crew's posting stuff, his guest host are. Where's Alex? It's been 5 days, a few weeks ago. You didn't see one post by me. And it's because I'm like, I've got to detox off this. But I grew up, and I'll get to this more of this later, back when we still had rotary telephones and then touch phones. And I remember just, you know, being 10, 11, 12, oh, we'll meet you at the movie theater. And everybody just had hangouts. It was so much fun. You didn't know who'd be there, but people would rendezvous. Now I watch people have these long, constant text message discussions or calls about when they're going to meet, how they're going to do it, exactly how they're going to do it. People don't know how to navigate anything. I remember getting my driver's license and, you know, watching my parents when we went on road trips get out an Atlas, road Atlas, and my dad would get a highlighter out and where we were going to go, or my mom would, and he'd write, you know, a little notebook about you turn here, you turn there, here's the alternate route. And it was so much fun to do that. And it was discovery, but now you just follow a screen. And it all comes off as great. But since the advent of the Texas Instruments calculator in the 70s, by the 80s, you see people's math ability go straight down. The point is, we are building systems, these machines that are extensions of humans, that are dehumanizing us and making us obsolete. So that's coming up. America's baby bust linked to iPhone study shows. Think so? Cutting the number of people being born in half. That's powerful. Think about that. So we'll be getting into all of that information. Also, it's been piling up, and I have a responsibility to play all this, but then there's so many clips, I feel like I'm not showing you everything if I don't show you 100 clips. But I mean, whoa! I've got footage of Islamics murdering, killing, raping everywhere, hundreds of new cases a day. I've got racial attacks killing white people all over the United States because the media is hyping that whites are out hunting down and murdering blacks. And I have all these videos of black university students going, we're being hunted, the whites are all killing us. And it's basically like a non-existent. It's like super rare. But then there, the media is telling them you're being hunted by whites. And so they're, well, we're going to get the whites. And they're like, we're going to kill all of you now. And you got Jasmine Crockett saying all this stuff, and it's happening. It is just wild. And then meanwhile, 9 out of 10 blacks are killed by what? Blacks. And so again, but they don't care about, I'm not saying all black people, but these particular black people, they literally, if they can just find something to get mad about. Oh, this black teenager stabbed a white teenager to death and he got 35 years in prison, just got his sentencing. And so we're all under attack. Well, yeah, we're all under attack by the GMO and by the smartphones and by the 5G and by the chemtrails. We're all under attack by the mad scientists, the poison shots. But you can literally, I see these black professors and black lawyers all over TV. They have the same talking point. And they give like six examples in the last 5-6 years of blacks wrongfully killed. And in every case, they pulled a gun on a cop or something. I mean, it's like that your whole world is 6 or 7 dead black people because the media told you to be upset. Meanwhile, half the black people are never born because they get killed in the womb by Planned Parenthood. You don't care about millions of dead black people. They care about the emotion of this belief because the liberal media and the universities tell them that the number one threat is black on is white on black crime. And remember when you had that epidemic still happening of black on Asian crime under Biden, they just ran headlines and PSAs about the record pandemic of whites attacking Asians. And statistically, it just didn't even exist. So I've got that stack. And so much more today. And that ties into universities across the Western world. The, quote, minorities that are the majority in most areas, when you add them all together, are self-segregating. And then a lot of the white folks that are pissed off feel threatened. They said, great, segregate yourselves. You understand when you have a big country like this and half the people aren't white and soon it'll be 70% aren't white and you say they're segregating, they're radicalizing and hating you and being brainwashed and the whites are getting in the same position and that's the divide and conquer. I'm not saying people they want to separate themselves shouldn't be able to do it. I'm just simply saying this is part of the larger plan. So that's the divide and conquer strategy. That's all coming up. And a divided house cannot stand. But the first thing I wanted to hit was this. And it isn't about me being vindicated. It's about understanding the thought process and having the sources and knowing the things. If you remember about 5 months into the Trump administration, back in May of last year, Elon gets run out. He says, Trump's in the Epstein files. They're covering it up. I'm not going to be part of this. And then I see Bongino and Patel and all of them coming out and saying there's nothing there. Epstein killed himself. He wasn't a human trafficker. He had no accomplices. There was no accomplices at Butler. There was no accomplices in Mar-a-Lago when the guy came to kill Trump. And they look like deer in the headlights on Fox. I said, they've been told to do that by Trump. Because I know whatever they go on Fox News and say is what Trump tells them to do. And so at the time I said, listen, everybody freaking out about this needs to understand Trump's ordered this. People got so mad at me. But about 2 weeks later, Trump starts coming out of press conferences saying, I told them to move on to law enforcement. You can play the clips if you don't remember it. You're not MAGA if you want to look into Epstein. You're an idiot controlled by the Democrats. And I'm like, okay, well, it's mainly Democrats implicated in there. You're actually covering up for them. And I said, this will be super unpopular with your base. So if you're going to cover it up, which I'm not advising you to do, but just from a Machiavellian perspective, shut up about it. Remember that? Like, stop attacking your constituents that are concerned about it. That's going to create a Streisand effect and derail your entire agenda. And I was just wargaming it. I said, it's wrong. It's going to backfire. But I just said, even from their perspective, it's stupid. People spun it and said, Jones is telling Trump, stop drawing attention to it and cover it up. No, I was explaining how, even from his perspective to cover it up, how crazy it was. So why was he doing that? I was looking at every angle. And I told you back then there was a White House freakout. They had cabinet meetings with J.D. Vance running them. I had that from people in the meetings. How many of these cabinet meetings have I first exposed? It's not because I'm the biggest insider. Everyone else is scared to break it. Except Tucker. And in some cases, Tucker's told me stuff, because he's now come out with this, so I'm not breaking confidence, and said, yeah, because he was still in the White House and still there. If you gave me a little few little things, I'll leave it at that. But I got it from other people about Cash Patel ordering no looking into foreign accomplices in Charlie Kirk's murder last September. No looking at domestic accomplices that were all bragging he'll be dead tomorrow in the town on the tranny sites, tranny message boards, discords. And then, of course, months later came out exactly about the meeting and who was there and what happened. That was from two people in the meeting that said, yeah, just don't give all these specific details, but here's the details, but they'll know it's who it is if you give these. Later, when it starts to come out, you can give them more details. And then I had other sources, obviously, that I'll just leave it at that, that are smart enough to not contact me, but contact Harrison, who also concurred with the analysis. So Harrison was one of the big sources. Remember, Harrison said Charlie Kirk's afraid Israel's going to kill him very soon. He put that on X a month before. And, of course, it wasn't the Easter Bunny gave him that information. So my point is that I just dutifully reported to you the truth on Kirk, on Trump, on all of it. So now let me give you the news here, and I'll get to what Tucker had to say. So I'm just waiting for him to just start bringing this stuff out, because for all my sources, he's got 10 times more. Nobody's got the sources he's got. He's got them out the ass, okay? Up one side and down the other. But from all my sources, and it's now all you've seen him do it on TV, say shove about it. Trump killed the Butler investigation into what really happened. He killed the Mar-a-Lago assassination investigation. He ordered Cash Patel to not look into foreign powers involved in the killing of Kirk. This is right around the time Netanyahu was saying, I didn't kill Charlie Kirk, out of the blue sky. And so I'm just going to report the facts. People are like, what are you doing bashing Trump? The Democrats will get him. I'm just going to report the facts. Justice be done by the Epstein fault. Plus, it's Trump doing the cover-ups and Trump ordering the Epstein cover-up and Trump launching the war with Israel that killed the economy and boosted inflation. He's the one hurting Trump, not me. Being in some cult and saluting everything and every mistake he makes, everything he does is stupid, and I won't be part of it. So, yeah, put that news headline back up. Tucker Carlson claims terrified Dan Bongino told him shut down Butler assassination investigation himself. 100%. Who do you think? I remember Trump when it started getting covered up. He's like, well, I think we should look at that. There's some questions. Maybe they're not going to be able to for some other reasons. And I saw Trump then a few months into the cover up last year. That'd been about like July or August. And I went, that's it. He's covering up. He's covering it all up. And then, yes, he's the one, obviously, that told Cash Patel. The reason I know is Patel came in and said, the president wants this. Gabbard, you're not to be involved in internal intelligence, even though that office was set up for 9/11 to coordinate foreign and domestic so that the agencies all share information. So he yelled at Tulsi Gabbard. He yelled at Joe Kent. He said, I'm in charge of intelligence domestically, and you were ordered not to investigate it, and that's under orders of the president. I told you that back in September. The meeting happened 5 days after Charlie was killed. I was on air the day after that cabinet meeting. So there's the inside baseball. So this is a fact. And so you have to ask yourself, why in God's green earth would Trump be doing this? We'll get into that in a moment, but first, here he is. Here's Tucker Carlson tomorrow in the fall.
I know that about Butler. I know that Trump shut down the investigation into Butler. That is a fact. Dan Bongino told me that when he worked at the FBI. And Dan Bongino himself was terrified when I spoke to him in December. It's such a long, boring story, but basically I came into possession, I beg your pardon, of accidentally came into possession of a lot of the social media posts that we were told didn't exist that were posted by Thomas Crooks in the months and years before the shooting. And I was amazed that the FBI had lied about this. So I called Cash Patel and I later called Dan Bongino and I says, you know, what is this? I'm not attacking you. It was the previous FBI administration that did this. It was Chris Wray, but what is this? And Dan Bongino became hysterical with me on the phone. I've known Dan a long time, for many years, and always gotten along with him. You know, whatever his faults, you know, nice guy. Nice, certainly very nice to me. I never had a problem with Dan, ever. And that problem began when I brought this information to his attention, and he became a different person. He was clearly terrified. I didn't get it at first, but he was hysterical. And ultimately, after a long series of text exchanges, which I still have, and phone conversations, he said, look, take it up with Trump. He's the one who shut down the investigation. And that was, I think, the first or second week of December. I think it was the beginning of the second week of December. I have it written down. But that was the moment, and I realized, oh, wow, you know, there's no good explanation for shutting down an investigation into your own attempted murder. Like, this is not what we've been told it was.
Yeah, we've got to look it up. It's whenever the last time I was on Tucker in the winter at his house in Maine, we had to tape about an hour late, and I barely made my plane in Maine flying out that night. Because we were supposed to start taping at like 10 a.m. Tucker and I had breakfast, but he had to get on the phone with Bongino and Trump in his office, which is just right there through the kitchen, you know, right there. He's in there talking to him. I can, you know, hear it through the wall when listening, but I can hear him talking and arguing. And he comes out and he goes, oh, my God, Bongino. He says, it's so crazy. You know, don't tell anybody this, but, yeah, they've ordered a cover-up. And I don't know why Trump would order a cover up of Butler, but this is a disaster. And he told me a lot more, obviously. But the point is, I've studied Butler, and you don't have them trying to just graze his ear with the best shooter in the world from 150 yards with Trump weaving around everywhere. And you don't have, obviously, another shooter back towards the water tower. We have the trajectory. We have the shots. The video of the bullet coming in and hitting shirts and bags and hitting a person. Multiple people got shot. One guy died. The firefighter. I mean, but then you have the crew there. It was already a professional crew, so that's what they do, but lowering the flag behind him when it happens and, you know, all being there. They had a Pulitzer Prize winning photographer there, and it was CNN hadn't covered any of his rallies for years, but they were there at that. But I mean, it looks completely real. Real people got shot. Real brains got blown out. I've seen people's raw private, you know, citizen footage. You can see other bullets coming in from a whole other angle, about 50, 60 degrees from where Crooks was. You got Crooks walking around for 9 minutes on top. Everybody going, he's got a gun, he's got a gun. They told us the Secret Service shot him. They stood down. It was a cop shot him. Then you have Crooks' whole background, the cleanup of his house, you know, no utensils, no cutlery. You could eat off the floor. Them covering up foreign connections that were reportedly in his phone, saying he didn't have all the social media as a leftist, which he did, which they covered up, which later came out. So then what is Trump really doing? Because it just looks real to me and everything happening. But then why would he cover it up? Or did he finally get scared and say, made a deal with Israel or whatever consortium Israel was involved in, did this? And then Charlie Kirk would make a deal so they deep sixed his ass. We'll be right back, straight ahead. Powerful information. Stay with us. Plugged for about 90 seconds at the end of the first hour. Didn't plug any last hour. And I raised that point. I'd say, oh, no, good, I didn't plug. It's bad I didn't plug. But I didn't interrupt that guest. That's how we fund this operation. If I just plugged twice an hour, we've done the math, we'd have plenty of funds around this place. And I can then hire more crew, more stuff, but I don't do it, so we're almost in the red again. So be conscious about this and realize when you fund this operation, you are funding your insurance in the fight against tyranny. And the products really work, because we want to sell you something that is going to be great, that's good for you, that blows you away, so you go, man, that Alex Jones was right again. Not just about what he covers and says, but the products. Our T3 iodine is not instant gratification. It takes about 2 weeks on average for it to kick in. It is the missing link. Most people are iodine deficient. The iodine that's in the environment, most of it's bound, meaning it's not atomic. It's not pure on the periodic table. It is bound to a whole bunch of other stuff, and you don't absorb it properly. This is atomic iodine. It does everything. Now, again, you die without oxygen in 4 minutes. Everybody knows this. 4 minutes without oxygen, the average person's dead. Some people quicker. Without water, you die in about 4 days. Out in the desert today, most people die in about 45 days without food. Now, why is that? Well, because the food has the vitamins and minerals in it. And I know I'm talking to you like you're 5 years old. I know most of you get this. For others that don't, iodine, you can look it up, is one of the essential elements that without iodine, you die. Now, in the 1920s, they noticed about a 15-20 point IQ reduction, particularly in the Midwest, and massive spikes nationwide of child deformities, birth defects. And they did a bunch of big government studies and found that people that lived on coastal cities and that ate a lot of fish had higher IQs and basically almost no deformities. And they went, oh, it's the iodine. So they started putting a cheap form that's bound, but you still get some of it, but sodium fluoride, I think it's the one, in the salts. When I was a kid, it still said Morton salts, iodine added. You know, the little girl with the umbrella, and it says when it rains, it pours. This is the super version of that. Just a few drops a day. It takes 2 weeks on average to kick in for the average person. And your skin, your stamina, your libido. I remember, like, gosh, time flies, like 18 years ago or something. I met Dr. Edward Grip, really smart guy, total visionary. And he said, listen, you need to start taking atomic iodine. And he'd come out with the only one. And he said, you should sell this private label. And I said, okay. He said, you know, you got some of those sunspots on your face. And I was like 38 then or so. And I didn't have bad skin, but I did have some sunspots, brown spots and stuff that weren't freckles. You know, I call them liver spots. And he said, all this other stuff will happen, your libido, everything. He goes, it's about 2 weeks for it to kick in. And right at about the two-week mark of the average person, you'll kind of feel crappy for a day or two. It's not like you have a cold or the flu, but you feel kind of groggy and tired. That's when it shifts in the cells, the mitochondria. And then a lot of toxins will get pushed out. You might even break out or something. But he said, after that, you'll feel incredible. 2 weeks later, I go, man, I feel like crap today. I have no energy. Lasts about a day. And then when I woke up the next day after feeling sick the day before, it was like I'd been carrying, you know, one of my kids on my shoulders. I'd carry them until they were like 5 or 6. Sometimes it'd be exhausting, but you take them off your shoulders, it feels so good. That's what it felt like. You're insane if you don't get this, and it funds our operation. And I only sell stuff that works, but it's not instant gratification. 2 weeks. Now be careful with it. Talk to your physician before, because you've got some different thyroid issues that can cause problems. In most cases, it helps, but you talk to your physicians. This isn't a game. And so a small percentage of people that can do some weird stuff. So be careful. This isn't, I'm not selling placebo here. I only sell stuff that kick you like a mule in a good way. Be conscious about this and realize when you fund this operation, you are funding your insurance in the fight against tyranny.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts. Anthrax and radio and the car.
You better look out. So, I'm going to go ahead in the third hour today while I take calls. I'm going to go ahead and reveal who was behind Cube and how they tried to recruit me into it and then what happened to it, just because it needs to be done. And I'm going to have Kurt Metzger on next week, who on his own discovered this, so it's now out. So I'm not breaking any confidence now that this is out. And the jury's out on whether it was bad or good when it was first started. I'm not making judgments about the people involved in the White House. It's just that I'm not going to sit on information like this when it's starting to come out. Now the people saying it, you know, are speculating, but they're right, Kurt Metzger. So I'm gonna get to that because it's important to understand who really has been around, who has the sources, who's giving you accurate information. Tucker Carlson, myself, and others. But nobody compared to Tucker. Nobody's been more accurate. Nobody's got the sources he's got. Okay? I mean, Trump literally for a while, just years, whatever Tucker said, and Tucker was just, it was exhausting, was just constantly battling with Netanyahu and the Israel lobby behind the scenes to get Trump to continue to do the right thing and not start this war and all the rest of it. So that's why this is such a big deal. And I just played the clip, I'm going to play it again, of Tucker with Mario Nafal. And of course, Tucker says, I know this is boring backstory. No, it's not. Why don't you give them more? Because he gave me a lot of it. And I had it from separate sources confirming a lot of what he said. So Trump ordered the Epstein cover-up. Hell, he went public and said, don't look at it, you're not MAGA. Weeks after I said, I'm told it's Trump doing this, that ordered Bongino and ordered Patel to go out and fall on their sword like deer in the headlights in that famous Fox interview, and then go around and do a podcast tour on Joe Rogan, Theo Von, you name it, and say, no, he acted alone. He wasn't a child trafficker, even though his girlfriend, you know, was in prison for it, and he committed suicide, and you know, oh, we're going to show you the footage, and they edit the video out of him at the federal detention center. So it is Trump covering up his own assassination attempt in Butler, ordering a cover-up of what really happened a few weeks later in Florida at Mar-a-Lago with the shooter, who's now been convicted. Trump, no. Don't, Tulsi Gabbard, Joe Kent, National Counterterrorism Center, don't look into the information you've got about foreign involvement, foreign government, or any domestic help. Then I talked to the TPUSA, very high level, and they said, yeah, we talked to Patel about, what about these 10 people in the days before? 3 days before, the day, 2 days before, and the day of. Six the day before, three the 2 days before, and three, or two before. It was a total of 10. Saying, he'll be dead when he comes to town to give that speech. And that day, see, I told you we killed him. Like, why aren't you hauling these people in? I was like, God, it's trannies. Look, they said they'd do it. Here they are. He's dead. You got this famous globalist deep state operative popping up saying, I shot him. I'm the shooter. And he said to the police, oh, I did that so the shooter can get away. And then that gets swept under the rug. I'm just like, whoa, what's going on here? Then I get calls from people in the cabinet meeting that Patel's like, I have this from the president. You want to hear from him? That's fine. Susie Wiles is in there. They're all in there. J.D. Vance. We are killing this investigation. There is not going to be any looking into foreign involvement or these other people that said he'd be dead. No accomplices will be looked at. And they told TPUSA, so I told TPUSA people, I was trying to work with them. I was having an open mind at that point. I was like, you got to talk to Patel and people. You got to ask them about this, why they're not looking at the 10 trannies and supporters that said he'll be dead when he comes to town in a couple days. And who celebrated and said, within minutes of him being dead, saying, see, we told you he'd be dead. And so they did talk to Patel. Patel said, well, we probably can't convict him, and so we're just going to move on from that. What? So that's all directly from people in the cabinet meeting, TPUSA, all of it. And when I was getting pissed at Candace Owens when she was going with Mitch Snow, a known con man with these crazy stories about Fort Huachuca and 12 colonels, and he gets in the meeting and they're planning and all, I was just like, that's not how murder planning, assassination planning happens. This guy's a known con artist, convicted of it, all this stuff. I said, what about Patel and ordering the stand down? What about saying no foreign involvement, killing that? I mean, we had like real stuff. I was like, Candace, please look at this. I think she's overall a good person. I shouldn't have got so mad when her surrogates, probably not even her orders, came after me and said I was a Mossad operative and all that. I was just like, no, let's go after the real stuff. And then as I continue to say, it looks like Israel was involved. People go, oh, you changed your story. No, I never said that. I just said you can't 2 days into it say it's Israel. We got to investigate. And then I got the information 6 days after from the cabinet meeting. And then TPUSA, I said, ask Patel this question when you talk to him. And then they did. And I mean, that's directly from these people. You notice I've been saying this for a long time since it happened. You notice none of them came out and said Alex Jones is lying. But Bongino has come out and said Tucker is not telling the truth. And he has the same formula. Oh, I thought he was good, but I tell you, over the years, I learned how bad he was. And he, just, you know. Bongino is a liar. Bongino, a few months ago, said, I was a guest on Alex Jones' show like 10 years ago. And during the break, he said, I want you to lie to my audience let's tell a lie. He didn't say what the lie is. He doesn't say, he just says, Jones asked me to lie. And then he doesn't say whether he went on the air and lied or not. I mean, I'm watching that and I'm like, dude, that is 100% a lie. Because I have guests on via Skype back then. Skype's gone now. You know, Zoom. Bongino was usually on phone. All my producers that were here at the time, John Harmon, all of them were there. They're like, you've never told a guest something like that. We send an email to a guest or call them and say, we want you on these subjects. I usually don't even talk to a guest before they come on. I mean, the idea that I would go on the phone and say, hey, before you come on, let's tell a lie. And he's like, well, I don't like to lie to people. Oh, they don't care. Let's lie to them. But he doesn't say what the lie was, doesn't say what the story was. He is a lying, false witness scumbag. So you say, well, then why do you believe when he told Tucker that Trump ordered to stand down and not look at Butler? Because we already knew that. And we already knew Trump ordered to not look at Epstein. I said, clearly it was him. My sources said it was him. And then a week and a half later, he comes out and says, you're not MAGA if you look at it. Don't look at it. I've ordered the FBI to stop investigating it. Tucker Carlson claims terrified Dan Mongino told him Trump shut down Butler assassination investigation. Well, you haven't heard Trump complain that never went anywhere. Yes, he did. Now, the next big question is, why would Trump do that? And I've used this analogy 100 times, but you walk into some furniture store, you know, you walk into a mall, whatever, and you see a table with a bowl of pears and grapes and oranges on it. And from 30 feet away, you just look and you can tell it's fake. You just know what's fake. And when I watch Butler, the best sniper in the world when Trump's moving all around can't just graze his ear like that. And it clearly, it's even on the video, the bullet going by. People got shot behind him. You can see another shooter, and it picked up acoustically. I had third-party experts on. You can see the bullet coming through, hitting clothes and bags and then hitting a person. But then you got Green Berets, who's a really smart journalist, Michael Yon, saying he thought the whole thing was completely fake. I don't know, but I do know that Trump ordered it covered up, and he ordered Epstein covered up, and Epstein's so-called suicide assassination covered up, and now you have Tucker Carlson telling you that Mongino told him that Trump ordered it covered up, and Tucker said in confidence, he's like, yeah, sorry, you know, God, he calls me constantly. I just had to talk to Mongino. Trump, you called earlier. Sorry, we're getting started late. Yeah, there. You know, don't quote me on this yet, but my God, this is crazy. I'm just trying to stop him doing a war, but it's Trump. He's ordering it all shut down. And I'm like, well, that's killing him with his base. It's crazy. Why? He goes, I know. And now Tucker's publicly talked about it. And he told me a lot more, but I'm not going to say it till he says it. So we have to ask what happened. I don't know. 99% of what I do is just news, information, analysis of that. I'm not the conspiracy theorist. That's everybody else that just speculate all day. But we have to speculate here and ask, why is Trump doing it? Did he finally get the message of Butler? Did he go ahead and join Israel or that lobby or the military industrial complex at that point? I don't know. Because I saw the left going, oh, if you're hit by this big bullet, they show a whole 223 casing and bullet. They don't even know that that's not fired out of the gun. It's just the 22 caliber rifle bullet. And they go, this hits your ear. You don't know. When something grazes you, and he had the little cut there, they go, oh, well, it's, you know, it healed so quick, the little notch. Well, that's how ears are. I've never been shot with a bullet from a firearm, but I happened to get shot by a 22 caliber pellet when I was 10 or 11 years old. And it went in my ear, blasted out the back. Some of the lead stayed, so I had like a gray spot for a while. It's pretty much, can't see it now. But it bled like a stuck pig. But when it was done bleeding, that little hole closed up. And a week later, you couldn't even see other than the gray from the lead that stayed there. Like one time I was like second or third grade and fell down the stairs, and I was a nerdly kid. For whatever reason, I liked a pocket protector with my pins and my, I had a pocket protector, literally like Urkel. One was laying around free from some business or something I'd had it and got it from. And I just, oh, I like pins. So I'm like, you know, stick it in my little shirt going to private school, my little Christian, you know, button-up shirt with a tie and all that, a little pocket protector, and I've got my pens and my pencil. And I stumble and fall, the pencil stuck in my chest, graphite, pull it out, and you can't see it now because I'm older, but I've still got a little gray spot from that, where we know where the graphite was. So, looked to me like it was real. And then the way Trump was all freaked out and the way it all went down, I mean, that was, Al Pacino can't act that good in 10 takes. He's probably one of the best actors ever. Marlon Brando can do it. So to me, it looks real. But then why would you cover it up? And that is, well, because you went ahead and made a deal at that point. But regardless, we know he's covering it up. He's in charge. Where's the investigation? Where's the information? It's shut down. Bongino did all those shows, Battelle, how it was an inside job, and the shooter, and the other shooter, and all the evidence, all true. We were all over that as well. I didn't just believe them. I investigated myself. Hell, I had that stuff out before they did. My point is, it's not about, oh, I had it first. I mean, I was already on it. I already knew what they said was true. Then they 180 and say, oh, Epstein killed himself, and he had no accomplices, and you know, there's no accomplices at Butler, and blah, yada, 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 and he wasn't a leftist, even though they were covering up all the social media that later came out. So there is a cover-up, and we have to ask the question, why? And then Trump changes course in the last 14 months or so and gets worse and worse and worse and worse and does everything he can to discredit the Republicans and to make statements like, I love inflation. I don't care about any American's financial problems. I don't care about your Medicare and Medicaid. Why would you say that? So it's a serious situation. So let's finish this clip, play it again, because I want it on record, of Tucker, which is 100% on record. You know, Trump already covered it up, just like Epstein. Don't question Epstein, you're not MAGA. And then I got a new clip of Grok being asked about Charlie Kirk's assassination. We'll get to that in a moment, but first, here's Tucker Carlson again.
I know that about Butler, I know that Trump shut down the investigation into Butler. That is a fact. Dan Bongino told me that when he worked at the FBI. And Dan Bongino himself was terrified when I spoke to him in December. It's such a long, boring story, but basically I came into possession, I beg your pardon, accidentally came into possession of a lot of the social media posts that we were told didn't exist that were posted by Thomas Crooks in the months and years before the shooting. And I was amazed that the FBI had lied about this. So I called Kash Patel and I later called Dan Bongino and I says, you know, what is this? I'm not attacking you. It was the previous FBI administration that did this. It was Chris Wray. But what is this? And Dan Bongino became hysterical with me on the phone. I've known Dan a long time for many years and always gotten along with him. You know, whatever his faults, say, you know, nice guy. Nice, certainly very nice to me. I never had a problem with Dan ever. And that problem began when I brought this information to his attention, and he became a different person. He was clearly terrified. I didn't get it at first, but he was hysterical. And ultimately, after a long series of text exchanges, which I still have, and phone conversations, he said, look, take it up with Trump. He's the one who shut down the investigation. And that was, I think, the first or second week of December. I think it was the beginning of the second week of December. I have it written down. But that was the moment and I realized, oh, wow, you know, there's no good explanation for shutting down an investigation into your own attempted murder. Like, this is not what we've been told it was.
Absolutely. And again, looks real to me. Real people wounded, real people killed. I talked to folks, people I know that were there, weren't in the government. I mean, they were bloody. There were people getting their heads blown off. Firefighter, you know, you name it, getting shot. All of it looked real to me, but I mean, maybe he's the greatest actor in history. One take, they all did it. anything goes now? Because there is a cover-up. So what changed? I'm going to open the phones up in the third hour on that subject, and where do you think we go from there? Because this is mind-blowing. Now, here is Jimmy Dore, and there's another talk show host who's been saying since day one he thinks Kirk's alive. I like this other guy. I want to get him on as a guest. Talking about asking Grok, looking at what happened to Charlie Kirk on September 10th last year, and what Grok had to say. Grok says it's a squib. It's those packs they have in movies where you pull the gun and it sends a radio signal out, so bang, it looks real, and then it pops and fake blood comes out. Didn't look like fake blood. You know, the stuff in Hollywood isn't spewing out of a, wasn't a tube sticking up, comes right out of his neck. Looks real to me. But obviously a 30-odd-6 would go straight through. A lot of people said early on, including Sean Johnson, who's a good buddy of mine, and you know, Navy SEAL, demolitions expert, munitions expert, firearms expert, trainer. He said the first week, he said, I think Kirk's alive. That doesn't look real to me. I think it was a squib. I think it was a stunt deal. The way they all grab him, the way they all don't look concerned, the way they grab the cameras. He thought, and all his security guys, Delta Force, Army Special Operations, Navy SEALs, he said that was their consensus. And I just said, I just don't see him pulling off something that wild. I mean, that is ballsy, man, in public with one take to stage something like that. I said, maybe they had an exploding lapel microphone pack and it fired some type of projectile up into his neck, or it malfunctioned. Why did the FBI order all the concrete scooped out and the new concrete put in? Well, they said, a lot of experts said maybe it didn't detonate right and shot something else in the ground. Well, why would you then dig everything out? I mean, all we know is there's cover-up central going on, ordering, nobody looking at foreign involvement. That's all confirmed. There is a cover-up going on. I don't know exactly the details. We can get lost in that all day, but there is a cover-up. I don't think anybody can disagree with me on that. And so I'm just here reporting it. So here's part of this Jimmy Dore Grok analysis, and I went and did it myself. It's exactly what Grok has to say. It doesn't mean Grok's God, but it's looking at all the angles and, you know, kind of scooping from the research, and that's where we already came to. But I'm just like, can't totally prove it, so I've had some guests on that speculated, but this is wild. Here it is.
So apparently someone asked Grok what Grok thinks of the assassination, and let's hear what came back.
Grok had a lot to say. I'm just going to show you a little bit of it. Here's some of the conclusions of what most likely happened. This is according to Grok. From this frame by frame and waveform, I mean sound, so they Grok analyzed the sound too of the from this frame by frame and waveform review of real time footage, the incident appears to be a deliberate onstage staging or hit using a concealed pneumatic device, mm-hmm. likely a compressed gas or chemical puncture integrated into Kirk's mic pack or under his shirt rig. Rather than a remote sniper strike, the chest outlines pre-positioned rigidity, the fabric channeled blood release, low volume, no pulsation or mist, with vapor precursor, the shirt's internal shear without skin-level puncture, and the high-pitched pop, lack of echo/propellant signature, all point to an internally triggered rupture, possibly a blood simulant packet or auto-injector breached for visual effect.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so it's possibly a blood simulant package or auto-injector breached for visual effect. Oh, my God. You're kidding.
That's Jesse on fire. By the way, Jesse, we've emailed you for a few weeks. I don't know if you're checking the email. We want you on as a guest. I know you're a big fan. We like you, too. Come on the show. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back with Anthony Cumia, the most censored, vindicated comic by the political correct folks. He's coming up. Then we're going to have Michael Yon popping in because he's been saying that Butler didn't happen. It was all staged. And we'll look at that. And then we'll also take some calls. Then I'm also going to get into the origins of Q. Directly from who's founded it. They tried to recruit me. I'm just going to get it out there because it's in the Epstein emails. It's all hidden in plain view. That is all coming up on today's powerful transmission. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's, the way we reach new people that is so key in this fight. It's the mission. is take the live feed from Real Alex Jones or AJN Live at AJN Live on X. Share it and say, here's the forbidden information. He's covering these incredible topics right now. Please watch, please share, and tell those you share it to share it. That triggers the chain reaction. Tell those you share it to share it. Those you tell to share it with others. Tell them to share it. Pass it forward. Pay it forward. That's the real chain reaction power of humans that overrides the AI and the sensors. And follow us on Rumble. It's free. Just subscribe. Get all the free feeds, all the stuff. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That's the new coordinates. The Alex Jones Show Live. And you can go to alexjoneslive.com, the mothership website with the video feeds, the audio feeds, our in-house feed, the Rumble feed, the X feeds. It's all there. The forbidden information at alexjoneslive.com. Now, Bigly took 2 years to do this, our great sponsor. I'm not bitching. It's amazing. They got the highest rated. We've published the studies, showed it to you, you know, the big third-party testing firms. The highest quality, gravity-fed filters, cuts out all the thousands of different forever chemicals like atrazine and glyphosate to non-detectable levels, meaning zero, basically. Can't detect it. That's the highest rating. With the most beautiful stainless steel, 3-gallon system. You get the stand if you want to. A lot of people don't even need the stand. Looks great in your kitchen, great at your business. But the most important thing is it cuts all these toxins out. This is the number one thing you should do for your family, for people, your coworkers. This is no more bottled water, no more. You dump swamp water in this, pool water, whatever. It cuts everything out, and it funds the operation. Everybody needs one of these. This is a home run. I am so impressed, because I've been bitching at Bigly. Like 2 years ago when we started, I go, hey, we need this, here's the ratings, this is the highest thing, I want stainless steel. You can go out and find the company, you know, the manufacturers, go to the, I want the highest quality, lowest price. They are selling crap. They don't even have the good filters. This is even stainless steel, it's plastic. For more than this, get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com. Commit to yourself to get the poisons out of the water. It's one of the biggest moves you can make to take control of your life, and it funds this operation. Order it now at thealexjonesstore.com. Take action. And there's a big sale that's going to end Sunday night at midnight, and that is Ultimate Life Force, the ultimate spike protein cardiovascular booster for everybody. That is 50% off. Bunch of other deals that are going to end soon at thealexjonesstore.com. Wide selection of Patriot Apparel and more. And the live feeds of the show are at thealexjonesstore.com as well. We'll be right back with hour number two with Anthony Cumia. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. Doc Bigly here. And today we're going to get to know our H2O. Billy, what kind of water do you drink?
Why, tap water, of course. Ma says it keeps my teeth sparkly white.
I'm sorry to say it, Billy, but your mother is either plain ignorant or worse, a communist. Let me explain.
Tap water used to be safe to drink, but communist subversives in our government introduced fluoride into our nation's tap under the guise of dental health, when in reality, fluoride lowers your IQ, calcifies your pineal gland, and makes you susceptible to anti-capitalist mind viruses.
So you're telling me I'm a sap if I drink tap?
Yes, you are, Billy. Yes, you are.
But don't despair. We've found a solution. Follow me.
I'd like to tell you a tale of two frogs. Frog number one has only ever drank unfiltered tap water, chock full of fluoride. Observe him listening to satanic music, abusing substances, and engaging in other perversions.
Look, Doc, they're trying to play leapfrog. They're pretty bad at it, though.
Avert your eyes, Billy. Let's continue.
Meanwhile, frog number two has only ever drank water that has been filtered for fluoride and other impurities. What a happy frog family.
Spill the secret, Doc. How do you get rid of the communist poisons?
With the new water filter system from the alexjonesstore.com.
Say, Doc, may I have a glass?
Why, certainly. Well, that's just swell. No water in the water filter. Listen, I'm not mad at the crew, but I asked for real water in here 30 minutes ago and never got it.
Crew's in trouble again.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.